Good evening. The City of Baker's School Board meeting is now being called to order. I would like to welcome all of our visitors, and I would like you to know that if you're a member of the public, and if you would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito. Ms. Dito, raise your hand. And submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that you are allowed 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone an opportunity to do so. Roll call. Mrs. Perkins?
Here.
Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
Ms. Butler?
Here.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
And Mrs. Burgess? Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Mr. Veal if he would lead us in a silent meditation or a prayer that he may have of his own. And I would like to ask Mrs. Prophet if she would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
You may not stand.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you. At this time in our meeting, I would like to say I am so excited about the Baker High School football team. You all did an amazing job. You've made us very, very proud. And we are honored to honor a few of our football players tonight. As I go to the podium, I would like to ask Ms. Myra Harris if she would join me, and Coach D'Ortez, as well as Dr. Russell. Also, I know that board members would like to take pictures with our football players as well. And so we're just gonna allow about after they receive their awards, we're gonna allow board members to come and just shake their hands, tell them how much they appreciate them, and maybe take pictures with them, okay? All right.
Hello, everyone. I am Myra Harris, the PTO president for Baker High School. So it is, of course, an honor to be here to help to honor our athletes who have excelled not only off the field but on the field above and beyond what we know can sometimes be average. Being a student athlete is not very easy. You know, maintaining as a student and trying to excel on the field with high expectations, et cetera. So because they were able to do that so far and beyond the norm, we want to make sure that we are a part of honoring them. And I know our administration, of course, they are very thrilled about being here to do the same, okay? So as we call your names, make sure that you come up to get your award. and smile. Awesome. I know our boys don't always like to smile, but do this for your parents, your teachers, those who are rooting you on. Okay? Okay. So once you're called, I guess with your award, you can stand over by your administration, Dr. Russell, Coach Dortez, and we're going to take one group picture as a whole after everyone is called. Okay? First and foremost, we have Roy McBride Jr., who unanimous first team all district wide receiver and unanimous first team all district defensive back. So let's give it up for Roy McBride. Yes, parents, please come up. Next, we have Malik August, who was unanimous first team all-district athlete and second team all-district quarterback. So let's give it up one more time for Mr. Malik.
He likes to smile anyway.
Next, we have Jalen Williams, who was first team all-district return specialist and second team all-district defensive back. Then we have Michaelin Landry, second team all-district middle linebacker. And not sure if they're here, but we're still going to honor, of course, Jaron Williams, who was second team all-district defensive back, and Damon Richardson, who was second team all-district defensive line as well. All right, and those are our athletes. Let's give it up one more time for our amazing athletes on and off the field. That's what we love. And, of course, a special shout-out to Dr. Russell and Coach Dortez, who is our athletic director, an amazing head coach who helps to instill in these young men character on the field, making sure that he's consistently pushing them along with the entire coaching staff as well. So thank you guys so very much for an amazing job. Let's give it up for them.
All right.
That you guys want to come up and shake the guys' hands?
Yes, we'll do that.
And maybe take a picture with them.
We don't want to waste too much time.
It's entirely up to you.
Game. They're playing for a game. Basketball.
And if some of you have to be dismissed, we understand. We also have another recognition. As school board members, each of us is required to gain 6 credits in a year. That means we go to conferences, we go to workshops, so that we can be the best that we can be for serving our constituents. But we have one board member, I tell you, she really went at it. And she gained over 20-something hours in 1 year. And so we just want to say, I want to read this to y'all. Louisiana. The LSBA, the Louisiana School Board Association, certified board member. She's a certified board member, not just a board member. She's a certified board member. Certificate of Merit, January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024. There's the seal for the LSBA. is presented to, drum roll, Mrs. Altine Prophet of the Baker School Board for voluntarily completing all required in-service training by participating in approved workshops, seminars, and conventions designed to enhance knowledge and develop skills needed to contribute to even higher standards of elected public office, public school board member, and public school system governance, and is officially designated as a certified school board member for the year 2024 by attaining 20 or more continuing learning credits. On this day, we give this award to Mrs. Altine Prophet, signed Vernon Travis, LSBA President, and Dr. Janet Pope, LSBA Executive Director. Give her a round of applause. Okay, the next agenda item, rather before we get to that, I would just like to read our quote so that we can all have our minds on children, because if we think about children, education is simple. This quote by William Arthur Ward says that the mediocre teacher tells. The good teacher explains. The superior teacher demonstrates, but the great teacher inspires. Mm. And that's what we want to do, inspire our children to be greater than we are. Thank you very much. We have a quorum, of course. And the next agenda item, remember, if you have any comments or questions, see Mrs. Dito, sign a comment card, and you'll have an opportunity to come and voice your concerns. Approval of agenda. Are there any comments from the public for the approval of the agenda? Are there any comments from board members regarding the agenda? Then may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion for the approval of the agenda.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Yes. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. The next agenda item is election of school board officers. The floor is now open for nominations for president of the City of Baker School Board. Any nominations?
I would like to nominate Monique Butler, President.
Okay. Monique Butler, you accept?
I accept.
Ready. Okay. Do we need a motion? Just a second. Gotcha. Are there any other nominations? Okay, hearing there are no more nominations for president of the board, I would like a motion to elect Monique Butler as president of the City of Baker School Board. I'm sorry? Gotcha. Okay.
Well, thanks.
Close the All righty. We close the nominations. We close. She's elected. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
We'll pass the gavel to you now.
Oh, we have to do that now. We have to do Vice President, correct?
Okay. Oh. I'll go ahead and do that this
can
one.
Can we, Brad?
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any nominations for Vice President of the City of Baker School Board?
I nominate Ms. Joseph.
Any other nominations?
I nominate Ms. Burgess. Ms. Burgess.
I accept. Any other nominations? Can we close nominations? And Joyce Burgess is Vice President. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go to the next agenda item. After I pass the gavel over to President Butler.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank my colleagues and everyone in attendance. And I hope for 2025 we can move forward and have a new attitude coming into this year with the students and do fall. We're going to move forward. Okay, so I go on to number two with the consideration. Ms. Joyce, I do number two. Brandon? Do I do number two? Okay. Consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of December 3rd, 2024. Are there any comments from the members of the public regarding approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of December 3rd, 2024? Are there any comments from board members? May I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of December 3rd, 2024.
I consideration and approval of the minutes from school board meeting December 3rd, 2024.
I second.
Ms. Joseph beat you this time.
Okay.
We have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Joseph for approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of December 3rd, 2024. Okay, the board with vote now. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion carries of minutes from the school board meeting of December 3rd, 2024.
Okay.
Consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending November 30th, 2024. Are there any comments from the board members? Okay, Ms. Stewart, thank you.
Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, Superintendent Schroeder, and everyone in this assembly. In your packet, you have the financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2024. Total revenues year-to-date as of November 30th, 2024, $3,434,141.59. Total expenditures, $3,789,474.78. In your special revenue funds, as of November 30th, 2024, total revenues, $2,702,972.69. Total expenditures, $2,785,87.52. We have receivables as of January 8, 2025, of $833,327.66, leaving an excess of $6,174.6.
I have a question. I've looked at some meetings. The money from the state for cameras in the classroom, that's something that they're just up in the air about right now. Where is that in our report?
We will receive funds for cameras in the classroom. Last year, we expended all those funds. So it would have been on last year.
And I believe it was special education cameras, is that correct?
Yes. So those cameras are up in our class?
Yes, ma'am.
Just the special education, right? Because cameras can't go in all the classrooms, correct?
They could go in all the classrooms, but you're talking about a pretty big expense to put them in all classrooms. But I think there was a state law that had passed for cameras in special education classrooms.
Okay.
So we don't have any additional funds left with that, right?
So, man, we expended all those. And there was another grant that Mr. Strode wrote that allocated for additional cameras.
And one other thing, the ROTC classes, is that middle and high school or just high school?
Yes, about ROTC.
We don't have ROTC.
I thought we talked about
we submitted an application for one, but we haven't heard anything back on it.
They talked about matching funds. That's why I was asking. Sure they matched. Okay.
We actually submitted applications to I think it was Army, Navy, Coast Guard. We did hear back from Coast Guard, and they declined. I haven't heard anything back from Army.
No, we didn't have enough students to apply. This is what they said. And I don't understand that, because that's what I was really pushing for. That's what the gentleman said when we met from the Army. And he said it's hard. Once you get it out the school district, it's hard to get it back. But you have to have enough students that want to apply for it as well. So I think it's 40 students required. Was it something like that?
I think it's like 10% of your population, yeah.
And we didn't even get 10%. I don't know if they didn't push it at the schools. I mean, I don't know. But.
I have a question. I've received some calls, and it was really just today in reference to gnats and flies in the cafeteria for Park Ridge and Baker Heights. Do we have funds to take care of that situation?
Yeah, we did call Arkin. He came out to service the
When did they service it?
Mm-hmm.
One day last week. Yes, ma'am.
Has the situation been rectified?
I hadn't heard any complaints this week, but he's coming back out again, I think, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Do another site visit to see had it been recognized. And also, I know Ms. Hill and some of her staff, they went in and they also applied some other sprays and aerosols.
So you say the situation is under control and has been rectified. We just want to make sure that the children are not exposed to flies. And
because over the holidays, there's no ventilation.
Yeah.
We had them come at the afternoon after school released when we had heard that was the case.
Is that all the questions? All the questions we have? May I get a motion for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget, to actual comparisons for the period ending November 30th, 2024?
Madam President, I would like to make a motion for the acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget, to actual comparison for the period ending November 30th, 2024.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Burgess and a second by Ms. Prophet for acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending November 30th, 2024. The board will now vote. Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Asked for some information that I didn't get the last time. Ms. Stewart, did you send me that? On one of the items you was going to send it to. Let me just pass on that until we get it.
Okay. Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
And Ms. Perkins?
No.
The motion carries. Consideration and approval of amendment 1 to Terracon Consultants contract for engineering and testing services at Baker High. Mr. Lewis.
Congratulations to the new elected board. Members of the board, Mr. Schroeder, we're here to present Amendment 1 to the Terracon Professional Services at Baker High School. This was brought up at last meeting, and I think it was requested to table for some additional information.
Right.
We provided a breakdown of those two invoices. Again, Terracon provided construction and independent testing throughout the duration of the project. Their original proposal included about $27,000. What we found, and again, this was prior to my term, but when Brian Budd was around, there were some questions about the soil conditions in the back of school near the track and field. I think they found that the soil conditions were saturated. So as the contractor found, they were trying to compact the soils. They found that the soil was not compacting correctly. So we had asked the independent testing agency, Terracon, to come out and give us some more information. That area was not covered in the original surveyor request that the architect requested to include into the drawing. So again, we agreed to ask Terracon to come and provide those additional services. What's taken so long, again, I'm going to blame us on this. So we just wanted to vet that invoice and make sure that we fully understood what was in the contractor's scope and then what was above and beyond that contract. So these services were incurred, I think, almost a year ago. And so, again, we were able to pass off about $7,500 of this expense to the contractor because that was for services that should have been covered in their scope. We feel like these two invoices that equate to over $11,000 are owed to Terracon.
That's 11 additional thousand?
Yes, ma'am. So the new contract sum would be $38,000. Again, we just thought it was appropriate to do an amendment to their contract just to make sure it's documented correctly. This would close out their contract completely. Okay. and make everyone whole.
Is this the one with the previous superintendent's name on it?
No, ma'am. No, if
sure. I think I know what she's asking. Yeah, so all of those original contracts when the project first started would have had the previous board and superintendent signature on them.
And all the, just to confirm as well, just to clarify, again, they gave us a proposal with all the rates for different scope. So we were it was easy for us to sort of identify the correct pricing and make sure, you guys are only paying what has been incurred.
Okay, I have a question in reference to, is this the last contract dealing with the Baker Schools, the building of the Baker School System High School for CSRS?
No, this is for Terracon. So it's a separate agency that's
it's
providing
separate control. From the CSRS?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well,
so they, sorry.
No, is there anything in the future that's going to come up for CSRS?
The next agenda item, we're just asking to extend our contract time so that our grants management team have more time to, you know, review all the invoices to go through that FEMA process, but it's a no-cost change order, but that's a separate item.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Me, myself, I noticed that some of you might have noticed I asked Ms. Burgess. I believe I did not vote for the financial comparison. Brandon, can I start all over, or do I just need to put my vote in? Well, no, too. She didn't vote. She skipped, and she said no. Perkins went against that.
Her vote wouldn't matter.
I would need to vote. Okay. You're so used to me saying yes. Okay, so I could just go ahead and vote for
the record.
Okay. May I get a motion for the acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending November 30th, 2024? May I have a motion? Okay.
I make a motion to accept the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending November 30th, 2024.
May I get a second?
Second.
The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
The motion now carries.
Can I ask a question, too, in reference to this? Now, this is back 2023. When we first got on the board, first board meeting, second board meeting, third board meeting, with our previous superintendent, we didn't know anything, but I know we was in a negative. And every meeting for this financial report was yes, until we changed superintendents, and now, for a year now, going on 2 years really, every time we ask consideration for acceptance of monthly financial report, it's been no, budget to action, and we're not in the negative. I don't understand this. But, I mean, you vote how you want to vote. It's always excuses, and it's nothing personal to nobody. But we need to start working together, trying to get things done on this board, because it's always three against two. And it can't work this year. We need to make a change. But go to the next one, Ms. Butler.
Thank you. We had Mr. Lewis for the consideration and approval for the Amendment 1 for Terracon Consultants. And we've had some comments from the board. Do we have any comments from the public? Anyone with a call? May I get a motion for approval of Amendment 1 to Terracon Consultants contract for engineering and testing services at Baker High School?
I'm going to do the motion for the consideration and approval of the amendment, the Terracon for Engineering and Testing Service of the Baker High School. I'm the one tabled it last time until we got more understanding of it. So, yes, our consideration and approval of the amendment of the Terracon Engineering Testing Service for Baker High School.
A second.
We have a motion from Ms. Prophet and a second from Ms. Burgess for approval of Amendment 1 to Terracon Consultants contract for engineering and testing services at Baker High School. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
I don't fully understand this, but I'm going to vote yes on this. But I don't usually vote yes until I fully understand something, and that's my reason. When I vote no, that's why. I'm not going to vote for anything that I don't understand. But I somewhat understand from your explanation tonight. But at the same time, let me say this. When something is 2 years old,
we should have changed the names on this by now. You, she's right, it's 2 years old, and this should, but I want it over with. So that's why I'm voting on it tonight.
Well, one of the things I,
Ms. Burgess? Okay, go ahead and vote in. Vote and then say what you have to say.
Oh, yes, I vote for it. I want to say that board documentation is given out several days before our board meetings. And to help you better understand something, and I'm not talking to anyone specifically, I'm just saying that to help us better understand what it is we're going to vote on during a public meeting, we can ask questions, we can review those documents, we can ask all the questions. I'll call Mr. Stroder, I'll call Ms. Sidney, I'll call Mr. Lewis, I'll call our attorneys, because I want to fully understand what I'm supporting, what I'm voting for, because I'm accountable for that. And so I would just like to ask board members to do that so that when we are assembled here in these meetings, that we can present a unification that's definitely going to be needed for our constituency as well as those who are watching us on live stream. So that's my recommendation.
I've asked for several things that I still have not gotten, so I've done that too.
Then ask until you get it, Mrs. Joseph, you know? I mean, you just got, sometimes you just have to ask, you know? I don't want to go to church on anybody, but there was a woman who wanted answer to her prayer, and she just asked until she got what she wanted.
Well, I've been asking for 2 years now, and some things I still have not gotten an answer for.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, and I'm sorry about that. But today is a new day.
Yes, it is. The first day board meeting, 2025. Thank you. We're going to move on. We're going to consideration and approval of out-of-state field trip for the Baker High School band to travel to Atlanta. Oh, I'm sorry.
So the motion carries.
Consideration and approval of out-of-state field trip for the Baker High School band to travel to Atlanta to participate in the 20th annual Viewer's Choice Battle of the Bands. Are there any comments from the members of the public?
Let them come explain.
Well, go ahead, sir. Go right ahead. I'm reading a script, baby. So go right ahead.
Come on.
Come on up.
Yeah, I'm reading, baby, reading the script. So, bear with me, baby.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, because some of our board members hadn't met you yet.
How y'all doing? My name is Mr. Gacho Kent. I'm the band director at the high school of the Symphony of Soul Marching Band. How y'all doing?
Last name, I'm sorry.
Mr. Kent.
Kent.
K-E-N-T. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, hello. We got invited to a Battle of the Bands in Atlanta, Georgia. Not everyone gets invited. It's been 12 years since Baker has went back in 2012 under the direction of Dr. Taylor. Well, now Dr. Taylor, the former band director here. I feel like it'll be a good opportunity to showcase our talent to, you know, the whole world, basically, because this is going to be on the internet. Everyone can come and watch. We will be the only band in attendance from Louisiana, so we will be representing the state of Louisiana. And I also feel like this will be an opportunity, even though it is a battle of the bands, it'll also open up the kids to everything that's outside of Baker and Louisiana to show them that there is a world out there to explore instead of just coming to the same building every day.
And scholarships.
Let's get back
scholarships.
The date is May 1st through May 4th.
How many chaperones y'all have going on this trip?
We will have 10 chaperones.
Oh, wow. So it's the full band.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's Myra Harris, the girls.
I believe they are.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
Okay.
What's the total number of the dancers and the band members?
The total numbers, we are around 70.
70 total, thank you. 72, thanks, honey.
Great. Sounds like a fun time.
Can I go?
Oh, can I add something else?
You'd like to be a chaperone, that'll be good.
Just getting back from my
Another opportunity that I know that the band director of Clark Atlanta, and I know a few professors and board members of Spelman College and Morehouse College. I was going to set up some auditions for our seniors and juniors so they can have our scholarship opportunities, mm-hmm. as well as we have some future nurses in our band program. Right. So with her name is Sam, she plays tenor drum. I feel like her seeing, you know, professionals at Spelman doing what she wants to do in life, I feel like that's going to benefit her, as well as our other student, Kevin. He plays the tuba, and he wants to be a nurse as well. He can see what's all out there as well at Morehouse.
Yeah. Can you tell us what happened at the Christmas parade in Baton Rouge?
Well, we were in the middle of a parade, and we were stopped, and we just saw people running, and they had an incident. Luckily.
No.
Oh.
At
the Battle of Bands in Baton Rouge. There was a band competition that was being judged by a few judges and or the crowd. And I didn't know we were supposed to turn on the street. So at last minute, we threw it together, and we ended up winning first place out of 10 other bands.
That's so exciting. Congratulations. Wow. Very good.
That's a lot different than that incident you were getting ready
for. Yeah. Oh.
That's
a good incident.
About the celebration. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Beth Bourne Slater. I am the Baker High School Buffet sponsor. I just want to kind of add my 2 cents in about our trip to Atlanta for the Battle of the Bands. This is my first year being the dance sponsor, and I, not just because they're my girls, but they have improved a lot in their techniques. They have improved a lot in their uniforms. They have also improved a lot with under their coach, Miss Monique Johnson. I also want to say that to be chosen for this trip, out of all of the schools here in the state of Louisiana, we are a small kind of little school here, but to be picked out of all of these schools, it shows that Baker High School has talent. Mm-hmm. These students, they have drive, they're driven, they are very talented in their craft, whether it's playing in the band or the dancers or even the cheerleaders. And so this is something that I believe that they have earned and that they can go so much further. But in order for them to go further, I hate to say it, but they've got to get out. They've got to get out so that everyone can see them. And so, of course, I will be going on the trip with them to Atlanta. I think Miss Monique, of course, their coach, will be going too. So we're excited about the trip to expose them to other things, to expose them to other bands. And I believe, too, that at this Battle of the Bands, we can also see what other schools are doing as well, because the other kids that are there, the other schools, they're great in themselves as well, and it's a learning opportunity for both ends, from us and for them.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. All righty.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Travel maybe.
Now, may I get a motion to approve the out-of-state field trip for the Baker High School Band to travel to Atlanta to participate in the 20th annual Viewers' Choice Battle of the Bands?
I so move that we, as a board, vote for the band, our band going to the Atlanta Battle of the Band field trip.
I second it.
Thank you. I have a motion from Ms. Joseph and a second from Ms. Perkins for the approval of an out-of-state field trip for the Baker High School Band to travel to Atlanta to participate in the 20th annual Viewers' Choice Battle of the Bands. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Yes. Ms. Joseph? And Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
The motion passed.
Mr. Kent, if you will make sure we have that link for the live stream, I will voluntold Mr. Ricky to put that on our stream, that on our Facebook page.
Oh, that would be great.
Thank you.
That would be good.
Consideration and approval of Amendment 3 with CSRS for project management. Do we have any comments from the members of the public? I see Mr. Lewis. Mr. McCastle. What's that? I can't, incomplete on what? Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, what it was, I got a report today from a reliable source that the contract.
Put it close to your mouth.
Okay. Can you hear me, Monique?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got a report on the senior high school building today, our Baker School Board. And it was very troublesome. And it came from a reliable source. And what it was is that a lot of stuff has not been completed at the school, contractor-wise. And I think before we write these contractors, note the completion, we should take a real serious look at whether they have completed that job for the amount of money that they got. So I just want to ask the board if there's a possibility that we take another look at.
Yeah, Mr. McCastle, there are some items, and I was by there yesterday looking at some of those items, and I think Mr. Lewis will probably talk about some of those, but there are some items that still need some work at the high school that we have to negotiate with the contractor on.
Before we close it, yeah. We should not pay any more money for that. Go ahead. Okay. All right.
Yes, great segue. I mean, so again, our services are the project management services, and so we're just asking for a time extension. So again, going from 12 months to 24 months, just to capture the grants management component and the project management. So for the contractor, we are withholding payment for some of those items. We've had some issues with the mechanical system and some thermostats, so those are all considered warranty items. So the contractor's coming in to replace those. There are scope that we're withholding money until they are fixed. But the project is substantially complete, so, you know, we're able to hold class, and the owner, you guys, are able to use it for its intended purpose. But until all those items are finished, we will not pay them.
And what about the rail that we had discussed about around the front of the school? We decided not to go with the hole in the front. It was going to go how?
Say it again, the red?
It was a rail? Handrail.
Okay.
We had discussed how is that coming up, how they completed that. I know we decided not to go with straight across the windows or something.
Oh, the screens. Are you talking about the screens? Yes. So those were deducted from the project as a cost savings. So to help kind of offset some of the change orders. So those will not be installed. Are you talking about on the front of school in mm-hmm. between? Yes. So those were removed.
Okay. I thought it was about some rails as well.
Let's see, all the handrails have been installed. We had the fire marshal come by. So if it was in August when we talked about it, all those have been installed. Okay. Yeah, so all those have been installed. If there's something new, just let me know.
Mr. Schroeder probably can discuss it in a, so
okay.
It'll come up because I need, yeah, I want to ask about that as okay. well.
Is there a problem with the floor? I know Mr. Ville has been tirelessly cleaning those floors, and I don't think there's any issues that I'm aware of. In the band room, I think we had some water intrusion at one point, but we're resolving that. Contractor's paying to remove those, if that's what you're talking about. But I'm not aware of any other buckling, but we can look into it.
It's concrete floors, so there wouldn't be any buckling. There might be some spots where there's some bubbling of the
maybe some of the VCT.
There's also some of the gym floor that there's some gaps that still need to be remedied. That was one of the things I was looking at.
Yep, that's on the punch list. It's a transition between the wood and the concrete.
There's an item that's going to come back to the board probably next month. Once I get with Ms. Stewart to see if we have the funding for it, there's a spot kind of behind the bleachers that needs to be drained where there's water collecting. So there's just some odds and ends that have to be finished up.
Oh, that's on the outside of where the water, okay.
Yes, on the sidewalk.
So you said that you all have withheld money,
mm-hmm. yes.
monies from the contractors.
Yes, ma'am.
So... And I heard Mr. Stroder say just now that they'll be coming back. You all will be coming back to the board. So the money you're withholding, would that take care of what is not done?
No, ma'am. So what Mr. Schroeder's talking about is scope that was not in the contractor's original scope of work. So it was outside. And so the money we're withholding is scope in their contract that we don't feel like is complete. And so, again... alluding to the transition in the gym. I think we had some components of the locker that had a very long lead time that we haven't paid them on. We're continuing to work with them on the mechanical system and some thermostats that are being replaced, just some manufacturer issues, and energy management system. We're fine-tuning that. Just for clarification, it'll probably be a punch list. Infractions mean that almost like a liquidated damage, they owe you money. So this is just punch list items that we're sort of withholding. But we can definitely get that to you. Yes.
So how is the situation with the shrubbery and the flowers and things of that nature?
Yes.
There was no irrigation that I brought up before.
Yes,
right.
So
right.
Where do we stand with that?
So that has been a fun conversation, but we did agree that the contractor for this 12-month period will be coming once a month to address those. Luckily, we're, in a cold spell, so we don't have any issues with weeds, but we are trying to identify any dead shrubbery that will be replaced before, I think it's July 29th was the substantial completion date. So we'll have this full summer to kind of go through, or all four seasons to go through and what survived. And address any of those concerns.
And then after that, the irrigation is our problem.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Again, speaking for the design, obviously some of those plants were intended to be native. So it's not, required, but obviously we all know plants need water to survive. There are hose bibs. I think, when we presented that option, or maybe that deduct to help offset for some other change orders. We did identify the hose bib locations so that if Baker wanted to put, localized timers and hoses and just localized sprinklers, there is that option. All right, thank you.
Are there any more questions from the board?
I have a question. It's not for CSRS. My understanding is some of the students at the high school, they've been writing on the walls and damaging the floors.
Speaking of hole in the wall?
The bathroom. The desks are scratching up the floors. Could you give me some information on that, Mr. Schroeder or Dr. Russell? I know one of the students, the young person who broke the window, the glass at the door, they find out who did that?
Yes, but part of what you're asking is we can't really discuss in open session, but yes, there are things that are occurring, and yes, we're addressing it as they occur.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for letting me know.
All right.
Is there anyone else would like to speak from the board? Have any more questions? May I get a motion for approval of Amendment 3 with CSRS for project management?
I have a motion for consideration and approval of Amendment 3 with CSRS for project management.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Proffitt and a second from Ms. Burgess for approval of Amendment 3 with CSRS for project management.
And just for clarity, this is the one where there's no cost. They're just extending their contract.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Correct. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Proffitt?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph? Yes. Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion passed. Thank you, Lewis. Consideration and approval of the following policies. Okay, Brandon. Okay. I could just say item B12, notification, or how do... Okay, A through H. Okay. Consideration and approval of the following policies, A through H. A, notification of school board meetings. B, employment of the superintendent. C, personnel records. D, recruitment. E, use of pronouns and given names. F, education of students with exceptionalities. G, sex education, and H, student health services.
So if something needs to be corrected in any of this, then what? Since you've taken
these, it together. These are the recommendations from forethought based on state changes to state or federal law. So if you're recommending a change, you just need to give it to me, and then I get it back to forethought to make sure that it was legal, or Brandon, make sure it's a legal change.
For purposes of the motion on the floor, if you have a change about item 7B, you just need to say that you have a change on item 7B, which is employment superintendent. And mind you, this is a policy change, which means that what we're changing is as a result of state law that has changed, that has dictated the change in our policy. So all of these policies that you guys are looking at are those that have been modified by forethought based on the spring 2024 legislative session, as well as any extraordinary sessions that may have occurred that had some impact on K-12 education. So they then process and update all of your policies in accordance to the changes in those roles.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is we have some in the one you mentioned where we have a contract, if you will, without all of the information included. So what do? We still vote and approve that as it is? This is just approving what's statewide, is what you're saying, right?
No, ma'am. What I'm describing is the legislature passed a law that somehow impacted specifically the paragraph in 1751, which is where employment and duties and responsibilities mm-hmm. of superintendent exist. Our policy needed to be modified to comport with the change in state law. This is adjusting our policy to comport with that change.
Okay.
As it relates to any existing contracts that were executed under the prior policy, they remain valid and enforceable until the next contract renewal. You can't have a law that changes the existing contract that's in effect. You have to wait until that contract then
is termed, and then you make the changes from there.
I don't want to change any contract. I just wanted to make sure, and you answered my question. This is just to have us in compliance with what the law says now.
So. Perspective compliance, correct. Are there any technical changes with respect to the, as I understood your question was that, or your statement was that you had a change?
No, my question, my statement is, we have a contract that does not have all of the components in it. So that's why I'm saying I don't want to vote for something and it's not accurate. Our contract should have performance objectives included in it, and it doesn't. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't know that that's...
You've answered my question.
Okay, well, and if there's no technical changes or revisions, then you guys are free to vote the motion.
I do have a question. Sure. Since we're talking about employment of the superintendent, when does the board do an evaluation on the superintendent?
I believe that's actually going to be covered under one of the items here or from the president of the school board is going to talk on this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be done in February, but I think she's planning to give you guys some information because there's an evaluation.
Oh, okay, because it's not contained on the agenda. I don't see anything on the agenda.
I think it's informational report that's going to give you that you have a tool that you will then take home and review based on patterns, and then you'll provide that back per the board president's instruction on a certain date and time. And then at the next meeting in February, we'll have on the agenda evaluation of the superintendent. And from there, we'll do the evaluation that you guys have completed to give to Mr. Stroder at that time.
So where does the tool come from that we use? I thought the board come up with the evaluation tool.
I'm sorry, the board come up with the evaluation tool is one that's been used in the system, if I'm understanding that.
I'm sure the board can come up with whatever they want, but sometimes, as an example, I asked Ms. Dito if she would give us a superintendent performance review that's here, and this will be emailed to everybody tomorrow, to all the board members tomorrow. So if there's something, you know, that you want to do on your own, come up with your own kind of review, then you can do that.
No, I don't want to come up with anything on my own, but the board is supposed to come up with a tool to evaluate
this. This is the tool that we're recommending.
That who's recommending?
This is the tool that has been used from previous superintendents.
Well, I haven't seen
it. And, you will get it tomorrow.
It doesn't matter. Nobody has said anything, so I'm asking.
That was coming up.
So I can.
That was coming up. That was coming up.
I think right now what's on the floor for consideration is just the approval of the policies, and then after you handle this motion, if I think the next thing is one other, and then once you get to informational, you can pick up with the conversation on the superintendent evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. I have a member, community member, Shedrick Emery. Shedrick? I'm sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm the Shedrick Emery, and I would like to speak on number 7 and E. So I'm just a little concerned because when I was employed with the City of Baker, I had issues with several personnel. Starting from the superintendent, when she misgendered me and used the wrong pronouns, she would tell me, "Oh, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know." we didn't have that conversation as if I needed her approval. I had several teachers misgender me. Some of them are in here. Several supervisors misgender me. Even got attacked at the school board meeting when I spoke about an item when they were serving stale food. So she attacked me. I want to speak to you. I said, who? You. I'm talking to him. I said, what him? I'm Shaderrick Emery. Whatever. And then she cuts me out and left. Wrote a statement on me the next day. I had the transportation manager misgender me. Miss Shaw in here, she misgender me all the time, pretend like, oh, I made a mistake. You know, they have gay students, trans, queer students, and personnel. And I hope that everybody respects everybody. So I'm concerned. I want to bring awareness to it because as far as I'm concerned, I'm a leader for the community, for the school system, and everybody that I come in contact with, and I want them to be safe and welcomed.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do we have anyone else like to say something? Any other? May I get a motion for approval of the following policies?
I would like to make a motion for the consideration, or rather for the approval of the following policies, A through H.
Second.
The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion passed. May we get a consideration and approval of Louisiana Compliance Questionnaire for Audit Engagements of Governments.
I need that to be explained to me.
Mr. Stroder? Or do you have someone? Ms. Sidney?
Questionnaire that's completed each year for the auditor. So it's a standard questionnaire in every year for the board.
So who completes this?
I complete it. Send it to the board.
Will the board members get a copy of it to look at it before it's approved?
Yes, ma'am. We should have a copy.
Will you have a copy now?
It's a pop.
Where is it? Right here. Came in your...
It's right here.
So
in
it's in your
back.
Email.
Right,
it's in the email.
It's a standard the questionnaire.
It's E8, huh? Compliance?
School board members and all school board districts and municipalities.
You have the questions and the answers in your board packet. Okay.
We've done this every year.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
I saw it.
That we had last year, right.
The only difference is the date.
Well, you too.
Mm-hmm.
I had it.
And pull it up on mine, but I see it. That's a sign.
Do I have a motion for approval of the Louisiana Compliance Questionnaire?
I motion the consideration and approval of the Louisiana Compliance Questionnaire.
I get a second.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Burgess. Approval of Louisiana Compliance Questionnaire. We will now vote. Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
No.
And Ms. Butler? Yes. The motion passes. We have a question?
I know that we can vote however we choose as board members, but we must have some kind of accountability and fiduciary positions here. Is why would you vote no just for a form, even though it passed? To vote no for a form that our business manager needs to fill out to complete our audit. That's what we were voting for.
I know why we voted. I have some questions about it, and I'm going to give Ms. Seward and get it answered, just like you said a few minutes ago. If you have questions, you don't understand it. I read this before I came, and some of the things I didn't understand, didn't agree with. So
did
I'm
you
get
feel
with
that
her.
Way last year? We did the same thing last year.
I voted.
Motion passed. Information items. Superintendent's report on personnel.
Yes, you have my personnel report in your packet. You can ask me any questions about that in private.
We need to talk about the superintendent's performance review.
Email?
Yeah. We have an example of a superintendent performance review that will be emailed to each board member first thing in the morning. Of course, this is not an exclusive performance review, but this is just a recommendation of how we will measure the performance of our superintendent. And I would like to suggest a date to have this returned to Mrs. Dito. Once you receive it in your email tomorrow, Ms. Dito, send all board members a copy of this, please. And once you receive it, to have this back to Ms. Dito by January 31, by the 31st of January, so that it can be, we can look at it for our February 6th meeting. Any questions?
You're sending this to us, and the performance objectives are not there, and that's something we have to vote on in this review. So how do we do that? How is that included in that report?
Performance objectives?
Yes.
When you get it tomorrow, take a look at it, because I think that's all included in here, in this. Take a look at it tomorrow, and if you have any questions, we can turn those questions over to our attorney. You want to take a look at this?
I don't need to see it. I do want to make one other quick comment.
Okay.
Also, we'll send to you the attachment A, which is at the back end of Mr. Stroder's contract, which is specifically required under state law based on the school district. So you'll get that as well, such that I think that might be what you're asking about, Ms. Joseph.
I just know performance objectives must be included.
So you're correct, but the performance objectives that must be included in a school district such as Baker's, which is below a C, is dictated in state law.
Yes.
So that those performance objectives had to be appended and attached to his contract. So that's where those are contained. These are also the things that are beyond the scope of what the required performance objectives are under state law.
Okay, so who came up with those performance objectives? That's what I'm asking.
Ones from the legislature, they came up with it. That's why they're in the statute.
Okay.
In terms of the other ones that you have, that was what we've used in the district for a few years now.
Okay. That's all I had to say.
Anything else, Ms. Joseph? Anyone else have anything to say? Board member? Announcements. The date of next meeting is February 6, 2024, 6 a.m.
6 p.m.
2025, like I said, I'm reading the script. I have to proofread first now, huh? Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. February 6, 2025. It's like 25, okay. Possible work session on closure and consolidation of campuses in response to Recovery School District and recognition of leadership position. Ms. Joyce Burgess. Do you have anything to say,
Burgess? So the school board would like to recognize Ms. Burgess for her services as president, and we have a little gift we would like to give you if President Butler would like to come up and present you this award.
She's speechless for a change. We appreciate you for the work you've done for the last 2 years, upheld this board, and I don't know how pleased I am for you turning it over to me, but I'm going to do the best. But congratulations. You did a great job.
Let me see. We can. Hold it down.
Thank you for your service.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not quite speechless. I just want to say thanks to everybody. It has been an honor to serve City of Baker School Board. I know that there are times when we've not always agreed, but one beautiful thing about this is we have residents and constituency that vote for us, and they have faith in us that we're going to do the very best that we can. And so I just want to say again, thank you for allowing me to serve you, and God bless you in this new year. Thank you.
Thank you again, Ms. Burgess. We certainly appreciate your leadership for the past 2 years. I just also wanted to just make note again that the next board meeting is February 6th. That's a Thursday. I think we have a board member going to do some more continuing education credits. So she will be gone on the 4th, so we have moved that meeting to February 6th.
Now we might have may we have adjournment. I'm sorry, Ms. Mack. Yes.
We're still waiting on a response from the state. We were hoping to have a response, but we don't have a response yet. So the board just needs to be aware that if we get a response, we'll probably have to hold a work session before the February meeting.
Well, I feel if the state was going to close Baker, they would have done it by now. The information that they wanted, we have turned in. Now, so many rumors going around. They got board members that went to see Preston Costello. I got a phone call from his assistant wanting to talk to me that a couple of board members came to see him in reference of that about our school recovery. I told him I'm not discussing that at this time because I don't feel we're going to lose our school district. If we do, we will be consolidating or whatever at that time. We have to go from there, but I don't believe it, so it's not if we do. We just gonna have to work together, you all, and try to trust God for this because we have board members working against us, and we need to be working together, not against us. Because I've when you go tell people in the community something about a board member, about your district, they come back, they give the name, they tell everything you've been saying. You go to the state superintendent, on the superintendent, get phone calls that two of your board members have been to the state superintendent office. You get phone calls that they done been to Helix, to the school, to talk to whoever at the school. They went to the ESSA board. Come on, y'all. Everything's coming back. I just let it roll last year. But this is a new year. We got to work together. If you have anything to say, anything on your mind, talk to us and let's try to work together with it. Because it's all over the community. You know, why y'all can't work together? Which a lot of boys don't work together, and I understand that. But we need to try to work together for the kids. It's not for us. I don't have any children in Baker, but my kids did go to Baker. And my passion is with Baker. Now, I know for the ones who don't live in Baker, the ones who lived in Baker and kids didn't go to Baker, you don't have passion like some of us have. But I'm just so fed up with getting all these comments and complaints about our superintendent and our... Come in and talk to him. We shouldn't have to put everything. Every time you want to talk to a superintendent, he shouldn't have to email us. Come into the office. Open door policy. I don't agree with everything Mr. Schroeder says, I promise you. But I tell Mr. Schroeder, I need to come in. I need to talk to you. Ms. Prophet, come on. Yeah. So, but I just really wish, and I'm praying, asking God, that this year be a different year for our board. We try to work together and make things positive for our students. Even the things I've been getting about the teachers. This is a job, everybody. Just being on a board, this is not easy. Because everybody got something to say, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. And you just can't listen to everything in the community. You can't listen to everybody because you got some people want to lift you up, you got some want to lift you down. You know, and you got a lot of people that don't want to see us grow. But Baker is going to grow. And you're still an F. Yes, we're F, but the man has just got in office almost a year now. This school system been an F for 10 years. Now, he have this pressure on him for me. He going to have to make a change. Teachers, staff, whatever. It got to be a change. Principals, whatever. You can't handle your job. Come on, let's get somebody else going to do it. Because it's not right. And I get tired of them talking about Baker everywhere you go. Baker still left. Yes, we still left in some levels. Some of us, we got a D, so C. But the average score, yes, it is. But why we got to talk about it? Why you got to drag our name all up and down the street? Let's work together and try to help each other than put us down. That's the problem that we have. We can't work together. We're just dragging each other down all the time. The solution, hopefully next month, once we get the information Mr. Schroeder is looking for, we should have some kind of solution. But we're going to have to get qualified teachers that care, not the teachers that we have here. That's here. Some of them, I'm not saying they don't care, but you got some of people here for a paycheck. That go from staff, drivers, or whatever. If you have a job, you have to give all you have, even with this job here. No, it's not a lot of money, but this is what we have to do. This is the oath we took. We took an oath for this. You know? So it's a lot. Because 10 years this school district been failing. It haven't just started failing because Mr. Schroeder got in here a year. You got to give this man a chance. And his hands is full. Because every day he getting phone calls about this. He getting phone calls about that. You got this going on at the superintendent, state superintendent, every day. And everything that happens, I promise you, we know everything. I just don't say anything. But we know everything that goes on. Because black folks talk. Right. Correct. But I'm just saying we talk most so out as well. But that's, I agree. But we just going to have to make a change. I don't have all the answers now. We're going to have to work as a board to get some of these answers. I don't have the answers. But I know we have to start with some certified teachers. All these substitutes, that's fine. But we don't need them all on all clock if we're paying that kind of money. The closure, trying to come up with solutions and everything. with the work session. Whenever we have to get a work session going, we need to have everything. But Mr. Scroto.
Yeah. Part of the biggest part of the solution has to come from the state. So the state either accepts the plan that we submitted or they come back and say, no, you have to do this.
And they do have the plan already, so.
We submitted one in August and then one in December. Yep.
Okay. I know, Mr. McCaskill.
Hold on, Mr. McCaskill.
Go ahead, Mr. McCaskill. We're about to adjourn, but. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I had said adjournment. No, but when I say adjournment, I mean adjournment because I'm going to say like this. I said it once. I said it twice. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm sure other people have jobs in here as well and get up early in the morning, a full-time job. Yes, I do, Mr. McCaskill. Yes, I do. I should be in bed by 8 o'clock, okay? So I need a motion for adjournment.
I motion
second,
for adjournment.
For second?
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Perkins and a second by Ms. Joyce Burgess to adjourn. The board will now vote. Ms. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Yes. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Good night.